Tantor Audio presents In Want of a Wife by Joe Goodman. Narrated by Talmadge Reagan. Prologue. September 1891. New York City. My son says you are with child. His child. My grandchild. Jane Middleborn remained stoic in the face of Francis Ewing's censure. She said nothing. Every word bit at her flesh like a whiplash, and she did not flinch. Oddly, it was not as difficult as she had imagined it would be. Until this moment, she had not understood how tolerant, even immune, she had become to the sharp, disapproving nature of her cousin's discourse. From Cousin Franny's lips, a passing pleasantry more closely resembled an accusation. When Francis Ewing said good morning, it was a clear indictment against the sun for rising on another day. I cannot say that I am surprised, Francis Ewing said. Disappointed, certainly, but not surprised. You are your mother's daughter, after all, and blood will out. Cousin Eleanor was a source of tribulation to her family, and by extension mine. And so it goes to the next generation. You are a failed experiment, Jane. You must see that it is so. I offered you every advantage when I took you in. All that was required was for you to demonstrate respect and a modicum of gratitude. I have evidence of neither. Jane kept her hands at her sides. It required some effort. If she curled her fingers into fists, she would look like a combatant, and Cousin Franny would double her attempts to humiliate. If she folded her hands in front of her, she would present herself as a penitent. And Cousin Franny would seize the opportunity to...